We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sunday, Fox and CBS starting at 2 p.m., the NFC and AFC Championship games. This is Sean and RJ, and it's now time to pick them here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. See if you can look up or find our past Super Bowl picks that we made before the year. We need to go back and check that with the playoff teams as well. Let's see if you can find that in the archives at 877-881-1053. That is where you can make your picks for Sunday. We already talked about who we want to win. Chop and I are both fine with any team in the NFC advancing. You get your legendary quarterback, and we both preferred Kansas City to make it there. That's who we wanted. Who is going to win and why? Let's start off with this.
Well, I don't remember. Michael. Hang on, real quick, in terms of the picks.
I remember your NFC pick.
Yeah, I do too. I know I'm 50% right because I got Kansas City.
Yeah.
I had Kansas City in there against Minnesota. So
yes.
you had Minnesota the year before. So we've both taken Minnesota.
No, I don't. I never put the Vikings in the Super Bowl. I've liked the Vikings. No, never in the Super Bowl. Don't try to share that embarrassment with me. Where did you go wrong with all your numbers on the Vikings?
I don't know that I used numbers on the Vikings because it's preseason. It's very difficult.
You used something with all the draft picks or young players, I remember. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember on that one.
Of course.
Look, my memory is – you cannot trust my memory. Okay. I don't remember what I did yesterday. I've got a long line of dementia in my family and Alzheimer's.
You are so low and pathetic. You can remember a lot of things. You're very good with numbers and like history and stuff.
Yes, history. Like history.
If we go to a city, you're like, oh yeah, I remember this place. It's on the cross street to this and that. Yep. Like you remember all that. You have a convenient memory, it sounds like.
No. I remember things from years ago, like things that I've grown up, but you know, things that happened recently, I don't remember.
You don't remember any of that. I do know what Sean predicted for the Super Bowl this year. This is from September 11th of 2020. You're close.
Seattle, maybe Kansas City.
Finally, my New Orleans Saints don't choke.
They finally get in.
They finally get in. They don't get screwed. They don't choke. Chiefs over Saints to win back-to-back titles for Patrick Mahomes. Oh, thank you, Troy Hughes. I did not count on Breeze's arm falling off or throwing all those picks, so I was incorrect on my Super Bowl selection. You had Chiefs-Vikings then, right?
Yes, Chiefs winning. So we're both still in the money, essentially.
Still in the money. Okay, yesterday we asked Michael Irvin which game he felt better about picking. And his immediate response was Bucks. He said, I feel the best about picking Tampa Bay over Green Bay with the Packers as a 3-point favorite. Which game does everyone feel most confident in picking? Because I can make a case for either. Which game do you feel best about, Ralph?
Look, I don't feel great about either one. If I were going to pick one, see, I would say probably the NFC game as well.
Okay. All right. So you have the Green Bay Packers advancing to the Super Bowl. It's the easy selection and pick for you with Green Bay moving on.
Do I?
What?
Do I have Green Bay moving on?
Huh?
I thought you sent me an article earlier in the week about maybe it was Vegas saying Green Bay is the new Super Bowl favorite, but Aaron Rodgers on fire, playing better at the QB position, and they're at home.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be windy for Tom's arm. You have Tampa as you agree with the playmaker.
Well, look, this is where I screw myself up. Because I talk myself out of things. Because I listen to other people. In this situation, my guy Bo at the Football Glory Hole, we did the Degenerate Football Podcast yesterday on 105 through thefan.com. The reason that I have, and I think that Tampa has a really good chance and is going to win this football game, is Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator of Green Bay.
The former Jets coach?
And the former Bills coach and the former Browns coach. Tom Brady has played 13 games against Mike Pettine. He has won the last 8. He started 2-3. Okay. Why did he start 2-3? Because the Jets had Darrell Revis and Antonio Cromartie. And they held Tom in his first game to 9 points. And they held him in his third game to 14. And they held him in his fifth game to 14. But other than that, Tom Brady has won 8 straight games to the point where he has put up points after points after points. Tons of them. He has basically, in his last 8 games against Mike Pettine's defenses, had a 20-2 touchdown interception ratio. And a boatload of yards. And I am talking myself out of Green Bay with every waking moment.
Wow. Okay. All because of Mike Pettine. So you feel best. This is a great question, in my opinion, because the easy answer is probably Kansas City for everyone. But if Mahomes is limited, and I don't know if he's going to be limited neurologically or upstairs because he's practicing, and I think I'm a little bit more worried about the toe than I am the head. But Kansas City is probably going to flood this Autoflex Leasing Fantex about the easiest pick. I think this could be a shootout. Buffalo can score with Kansas City. My guy Josh Allen not going to be worried about the weather at Arrowhead. The over-under for that game is 54, the AFC game. And then on the other side, you can feel weird if you say Green Bay is the easy pick, but Green Bay got slaughtered by Tampa Bay 38-10 earlier in the year. So that makes it feel weird. If you think it's Tampa Bay, you're going to get up against the team that is playing the best. The Green Bay Packers are playing the best football of the Final Four, period. And Aaron Rodgers is playing the best. And then if you go on the other side, I just have this question, I don't know, about the Chiefs physically. They keep screwing around. Cleveland could have won that game. Sorry, Derek Collins shed another tear this morning. That game was there for the Browns, and if they didn't get screwed at the end of the first half, maybe they wouldn't even have had to rely on Mahomes getting hurt to have that shot with Chad Henne. I feel the most confident about Green Bay winning their game. I feel the most confident about the Packers winning their game. I don't know. There's just something about Tampa. Throughout this entire year, even when they're winning, I always get a text message or I send a text message to someone saying, I mean, I'm not blown away. It's not as strong a feeling as I had about the Steelers, but it's kind of similar. Earlier in the year, we were on the show saying the Steelers aren't an undefeated team. The Steelers are nowhere near great. The Steelers, they're going to get exposed. And I just have... There's just something about Tampa where I'm like, I'm not 10 out of 10 impressed.
I'm struggling with it too, you know, and I wish I didn't do the podcast yesterday. I really wish, because it was easy. I was going to take Green Bay and Kansas City. I was going to lay the 3 points on both, and I was going to go home and I was going to have fun, you know, because you know, if you, to me, I think the Kansas City line's a little bit too low. I think it should be 4.5, 5. I think it's too low. And I think it will. I think it should have settled there. Because, but, it, you know, it hasn't moved. Even though they've kind of shown that Patrick Mahomes is pretty much a full participant. He's somewhere between full and limited as a participant in practice. The line hasn't moved. And that's very surprising to me because the line's only moved 7.5 points since it opened at Buffalo minus 4.5 immediately following the Chiefs game when it wasn't known. That's only a 7.5-point quarterback edge. Patrick Mahomes is worth 9. So it should be more than 1.5 more. It should be 4.5. It's not. It's 3. Hasn't changed. But I wish I didn't do this podcast. Because do you want me to tell you why they have and they believe that the Chiefs are not going to win this football game and have no chance to win this football game? Or do you want me to save that for a longer time? Because it's a lot of information for you, Sean.
Let's do that in 9 with the degenerate.
We'll do.
I'm picking Green Bay versus Kansas City.
Yeah. And, you know, yesterday I was picking Green Bay versus Kansas City. Today I'm picking Tampa versus Kansas City.
All right. Troy, do you have a feeling as to who's going to win on Sunday and why before we get to the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text?
You know how normally, like in all sports, there's that one team that, man, there's something special about this team. They have, like, this momentum. You feel that this team is set up for destiny. I don't feel that way about any of these four teams. Like, none of these four teams are like, this team is set up to be something great, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the Packers Chiefs, I mean, Packers Bucks. Any one of them could win the game, you know? It's a toss-up right there. I'm sort of leaning towards Chiefs-Packers. That's what I'm looking at right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.